Welcome everyone to the Macro Opportunities December monthly podcast. Global developed bond market yields fell, with U.S. Treasuries outperforming as negative risk sentiment resulted in the sharp repricing of global equities and a flight to safety by investors. Against a backdrop of mounting concern over continued trade tensions between the U.S. and China, and expectations for moderating U.S. economic growth, the Federal Reserve hiked interest rates 25 basis points for the fourth time this year. While this decision was largely expected, risk markets sold off following Chairman Powell's comment about further gradual rate increases and no need to adjust the $50 billion monthly pace of balance sheet contraction. The European Central Bank left interest rates unchanged, but announced the end of net asset purchases, as had been expected, indicating that reinvestments will continue well beyond the first rate hike. The spread between yields on Italian government bonds versus bunds tightened materially as the coalition government revised their 2019 budget proposal, reducing the scale of the deficit from 2.4% to 2%, with the European Commission subsequently confirming that they would not initiate an excessive deficit procedure, as would have been the case. In emerging markets, Mexican government bonds rallied strongly, helped by the new government presenting its 2019 budget and expressing a commitment toward greater fiscal discipline. In terms of performance for the month, duration and curve positioning was the most significant contributor to performance, as overall long U.S. duration more than offset the negative effect of short German Bund exposures. Emerging market debt also helped returns, as exposure to rates in Brazil more than offset Mexican losses. Peripheral Europe was a modest contributor, mainly as a result of long Italian 10-year Treasury exposure. EM foreign exchange positioning was also a modest overall contributor, as long Indian rupee, Argentine peso, and Turkish lira exposures all strengthened versus the dollar. Investment-grade credit detracted slightly, mainly as a result of financials, CDX, and energy exposures. So for the outlook going forward, the overarching principle of policymakers since the financial crisis has been to maintain the global recovery. The false hope at the beginning of the year that policy accommodation could be withdrawn in a reasonably benign way has been replaced by the unfortunate reality that continued assistance remains necessary. In Europe and Japan, extraordinary monetary stimulus remains in force. China is now also moving to increase policy stimulus. Even in the U.S., risk management will remain the driving policy imperative. Our belief is that these policy adjustments will continue to help the global expansion, and the requisite positioning follows from that optimism. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So that concludes our December podcast. As always, we appreciate your support, and we look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.